We're up to Perechet. We are in Mishneh Daled. A little bit of background in Mishneh Daled is going to talk about something called a sris. A sris is a man who is not able to have children. He has a physical inability to have children. And we're going to distinguish between a sris chama and a sris adam, as we'll see. The reason now that a sris, we would think, would be pater from chalitza and yibum, we're back into chalitza and yibum, is because the verse says by yibum, v'lo yimche shmo, that the whole idea of doing yibum is that the dead brother's name should not be erased. So the Gemara says, parat lezeh, that comes to exclude a sris, seshmo machui. His name's already erased, meaning he's not going to be able to have offspring. So the fact that you want to continue this dead man's lineage that he didn't get to do in his life, but if he wasn't capable of doing that himself, so there's nothing to do. And also for the guy who's doing it, if the guy who's doing the yibum over here, he's not able to have children, so there's no point to it. So therefore the whole mitzvah is out, and there's no such thing as yibum and chalitza. That's background to the following Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati shehasris choletz, v'choltzin le'ishto, v'hasris lo choletz, v'lo choltzin le'ishto, v'ein li lefarish. Says Rabbi Yeshua, I heard that a contradiction in the halacha. On the one hand, I heard that a sris is choletz, and we do chalitza to his wife. Again, you see that if the sris was the yavam or the sris was the deceased, either way, he says we do chalitza. On the other hand, I heard that a sris doesn't do chalitza and we don't do chalitza to his wife. And I don't know how to explain the contradiction. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani afarish. Sris adam choletz v'choltzin le'ishto, ibnei shehaiselo sha'asa kosher. Sris chama lo choletz v'lo choltzin ishto le'ishto, ibnei shelo haiselo sha'asa kosher. Says Rabbi Akiva, I can explain this seeming contradiction. There's a difference between a sris adam and a sris chama. A sris adam is someone who became incapable of giving birth, a man who became incapable later on by an accident or an incident with another person. Therefore, that person does do chalitza because he had a moment in his life where he was kosher. So therefore, we don't say his shmo is machui, his name is erased, because it's not true. There was a time when he was not a sris. But a sris chama, that means someone who never saw the sun. Chama is a word for the sun. He never saw the sun when he wasn't a sris. Every time the sun shone down on him, he was already a sris. Meaning he was a sris from the time when he was in utero. He was born that way. So then, lo choletz v'lo choltzin le'ishto. Then we won't let him do chalitza, or if he was the dead brother, we won't do chalitza to his wife, because he never had a moment when he had an ability to give birth. Or not to give birth, but to be part of the process of giving birth. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar is going to say the exact opposite from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo. Ki ela sris chama choleit v'choltzin l'ishto, imnei sheyesh lo refua. Sris adam lo choleit v'lo choltzin l'ishto, imnei sheein lo refua. Rabbi Elazar says the opposite. He says, rather, a sris chama, one who was born a sris, he is the one who is allowed to do chalitza, and we will do chalitza to his wife, because it's possible that he could be healed. But a sris adam, someone who became that way later in life through an accident or an incident with another person, so he doesn't do chalitza and we don't do chalitza to his wife because it's not possible to heal him. So two different, two exactly opposite interpretations of how to resolve this apparent contradiction in the halacha. Heid finishes off the Mishnah. Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira al ben Megusas Shahaya b'Yerushalayim Sris Adam ve'yibmu es ishto l'kayim divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira comes along with a testimony about a man named ben Megusas who lived in Jerusalem, and he was a Sris Adam, and they did Yibum for him for his wife. And that is, meaning when he passed away, they did Yibum for his wife, with his brother, with his living brother. And that is to uphold the words of Rabbi Akiva, who said that it was in fact a Sris Adam who had a moment of ability to be molied, to give birth, to be part of the birthing process, to impregnate. And it was a Sris Chama who wasn't able to. So therefore, this story seems to hold like Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah Hey. Hasris lo choletz v'lo miyabem, v'chein ailonis lo choletzes v'lo misyabemes. So this Mishnah says clearly the halacha that a sris does not do chalitza and does not do yibum. Now, according to the previous Mishnah, that's going to mean one type of a sris for Rabbi Akiva and a different type of a sris for Rabbi Elazar. V'chein ailonis, similarly ailonis, we discussed this woman, is a type of a woman who isn't able to give birth and more so has signs of masculinity in her physical nature. Then neither of them, he's not allowed to do chalitza or yibum, she doesn't do chalitza or yibum either. The Mishnah goes on, Hasris shechalat liyavimto lo pasla, ba'ala pasla. What if a sris did do chalitza, meaning Shimon is a sris, and his brother Reuven dies and leaves him a yevama, and he went and did chalitza to the woman, says the Mishnah, that does not pasul the woman, meaning normally a chalutza, a woman who has received chalitza, is not allowed to go and marry a kohen. But over here, his chalitza to this woman will not pasul her to marry a kohen. Likewise, also, we see other ramifications, whether he's usher on all of her relatives, and she's usher on all of his relatives, as if they were married. Over here, none of that happened, and the reason is because, like we saw, there really is no situation over here of Zika, of Yibum and Chalitza, and therefore the Chalitza was meaningless, so it doesn't pasul. But if he had relations with her, so then he will pasul her, meaning she won't be able to eat Truma, because that's called B'ilas Znus. Once we see there was no nefila, there was no falling out in Yibum, no Zika, so she remains aser to him, to the Sris, as an Ashes Ach. Ashes Ach is one of the Arayas. So if they had relations, so that physical relationship will pasul her from Truma. Because it's called Be'ilas Snus. V'chein Ailonis shechaltu la achin lo pasluha. Ba'aluha pasluha. Similarly, by an ailonis, if she fell out in a chalitza, so there really should be no chalitza and no yibum situation here. So if the brothers gave her a chalitza, it's meaningless, it doesn't pasul her. If one of the brothers did be'ila with her, had a physical relationship with her, so then that will pasul her, because that's called be'ila snus. She remains and eshes ach to them without the heter of yibum, because there is no yibum over here, because she's an ailonis. That is the end of Mishnah Hey.